condemns these attacks very firmly. Given these crises, the integral respect of refugees and international humanitarian law is of vital importance for the protection of civilians. We therefore call on all stakeholders concerned to respect and support the action of humanitarian organizations. We also call for greater responses to gender-based violence and more generally improved protection for persons of concern to the HCR. Chair, High Commissioner, Switzerland wishes to commend the HCR for its efforts and its teams, as well as its staff on the field and its partners in dealing with the conflict in Ukraine. It has speedily provided welcome to these persons, and this has been exemplary and should be documented in order to help improved preparation for future crises. Switzerland has contributed to this by providing temporary protection to more than 64,844 persons from Ukraine. As you mentioned, High Commissioner, this extraordinary mobilization should not impede our attention and support to other crises, namely in the Horn of Africa, the Sahel, and the Middle East. It is very important to bear these in mind and to leave no one behind. High Commissioner, the Global Forum on Refugees will be held for the second time here in Geneva in December 2023. As a co-host, Switzerland will spare no effort to ensure this event will mark a historic step in implementation of the Global Compact on Refugees. This is a unique opportunity to have new multi-party commitments in order to achieve a more equitable sharing of burdens and responsibilities, and also to achieve greater international solidarity towards refugees. In line with its commitments, I should also like to recall that Switzerland has done the following: launched the Geneva Technical Hub to test and support the scaling up of technical innovations for energy efficiency and a reduced environmental impact. It has contributed to setting up the Geneva Global Hub for Education in Emergencies. This is to effectively respond to the educational needs of children and young people in emergency situations and in the context of protracted crises and displacement. Switzerland has also restructured its asylum procedures to make them more effective and rapid in order to enhance integration, more speedy integration in Switzerland. Switzerland has kept up its commitments in terms of resettlement, with 1,701 persons resettled as compared to 3,200, and this was between 2020 and 2023. Switzerland wishes to convey its gratitude for your ongoing leadership at the helm of the HCR. We are very pleased in particular about your re-election through December 2025. We encourage you to resolutely continue with this agenda for localization to bolster the subsidiary nature of your organization through support to national and local public and private institutions so that these may be used in a way that ensures increasing autonomy. It is jointly that we will able to, through the full respect of human rights of men, women, and children who are displaced forcibly in the world, to fully take into account their needs. Thank you.